town needs an enemy.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
And welcome to Wayne Talk, DC on RMD's Batman fan show. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Be sure to add us to your favorites, leave us reviews, and bookmark our main page, rainmandigitalmedia.com. I'm your host, Paul. And with me today, I have got Mr. Michael Flores.
Hello.
Bobby D.
Hello, hello.
Ryan.
What is up?
He lost all enthusiasm when he said your name, Ryan.
I know. Yeah. I didn't even have a last name.
He didn't.
You guys notice that?
He didn't react to it, though.
He trailed
like,
off,
you had
too.
To react for him.
He's all.
So.
He's like,
Ryan.
We got a new intro, too. I'm pretty jazzed about that. That's way cooler than Ryan. Listen to those beats.
All right, guys. Well, I'll just be over here fucking doing nothing.
How you doing today, Ryan?
I'm doing wonderful now.
Perfect. Great. Asking. Everything's good. So we are coming at you with some news today. We're going to jump right in, really, to the TV movie stuff, because that's the stuff everybody cares about and everybody's got opinions about. And then if there's time later, maybe I'll tell you about some stuff you should care about, because I want you to. So Pennyworth, once again, I don't think anybody watches that, but if you do as a listener, it's getting a second season. So congratulations.
It is.
So does anybody like in here actually, any of us watch that?
No. I watched half the first episode.
Did you?
Did you like it?
No. It's why half the first episode.
So
just ran out of time.
Who plays Alfred?
A British guy. I mean, there's nobody in there would recognize.
Yeah, it's not people I would even actually understand.
No.
Or no. Okay.
Yeah, because you don't understand
just
English.
A hard accent.
Yeah, I don't understand English, barely. Yeah.
I don't understand him.
I don't understand him. He don't make no sense. I don't know. I went Italian to, I don't know what I was doing there.
You're pretty, Ryan's the only one that watches stuff. British shows with subtitles. I'm not going to lie. I watch Peaky Blinders with subtitles because I have no fucking clue what
they're
saying.
Why are they saying color like color?
Cool whip.
Oh, but Pennyworth, no. Like, I just...
So that got
didn't
renewed.
Interest me.
So is it like, is it really that popular, though?
Well, okay, so it is Epics, like, yeah, the channel or streaming service or whatever it is, Epics.
Mm-hmm.
It is their most successful show ever, but like also I've never heard of any of their other shows, so.
They're like more successful than teenage drama, fuck you, whatever it's called.
Riverdale. Not to just shit all over them, because again, I don't know anything that they do, but.
They're a pretty reputable TV premium channel, but they are relatively new to the original programming game. And when I say mm-hmm. relatively new, they've been around for, I think, almost 10 years.
What channel is it on?
But Epics. It's Epics. It's actually called Epics.
So what is that on? Is that like...
It's a cable channel?
It's like HBO, Cinemax, Showtime.
Okay. Sorry, I'd never even heard of it.
Yeah. They've had some...
Do they have titties? Does they have like titties?
Do they have titties?
Is that like, it's like Skinamax. Is it like...
Do they got them titties?
They got them boobies or what? Like, is it not a... They don't have that.
There are no women in any of the shows. It is a true British stage.
Everywhere. Got it.
Yeah, it's...
I'm not going to be...
All of the women
are
played by
that.
Men in Pennyworth.
Yeah, I'm not...
Do they got titties?
Oh, is it like Skinamax? Is it like a channel like that?
that.
What is it, dude? I'm just asking.
Exactly.
That's a legit question, dude.
Channel isn't a person. It's... thing.
It's not Eptits. Epics. Eptits.
Oh god, I just heard you wrong.
Sorry. Yeah, you see, you need subtitles for when we speak too.
Okay, so getting back to this thing with Pennyworth, that is surprising to hear though, that it is their number one show. Now it's surprising because not one of us in the studio has really heard anything of relevance about that show. In fact, Bob, you and I were here just, I think, last night.
Last night, yeah.
And we were talking about it, and we have not heard two words about that show. And we are tapped in to DC content, and yet we don't know anyone that watches it. We don't see any tweets about it. We don't see Facebook posts. There's no promotion, no marketing. However, when you're dealing with a channel like Epics, your top streaming or your top rated show is probably around 300K mm-hmm. per episode, maybe 450. So it looks like Pennyworth did exactly what Epics was hoping. It brought people in. People actually subscribed to their service. And because of that, they consider that a win, especially since they don't have the type of overhead. Let's say HBO.
So is it like, is it a bad, it's not a bad thing then that it kind of flew under the radar and brought people in, but like nobody's really talking about it.
It's,
I think that's okay, right?
It's okay, but
it's good for them.
It's good for Epics, but if you want real longevity,
you have to have something that people are like jazzed about.
You're going to have to get people talking about it.
I feel like it's essentially just Agent Carter, but with Alfred, where like even if you really want to care, you don't necessarily have a reason to.
Like, I don't get me wrong, dude. Like, I think we're obviously doing a Batman show. We're all Batman fans in here. But, like, a show just about Alfred doesn't really pique me. Like, I think it'd be neat.
There are some incredible stories in comics
about Alfred
that focus on him. But, like, at the end of it, after, you know, 5-6 issues, you're back to Batman.
Batman, right.
I'll tell you why this didn't pique my interest and why I didn't give it a chance yet. I will, now that it got renewed. In fact, I think I just said that to you as well, Bob, that if it gets renewed, I'll check it out.
It's a whole conversation we truly had yesterday.
The reason why I didn't really give two shits about it is because I still have the Gotham funk in my mouth. And the last time they tried to do something without Batman, and it was a prequel of sorts, it was complete and utter shit.
Yeah, it was kind of a bust.
And this came out right as Gotham was ending, and I just hated Gotham, and that's the reason why I didn't give this show a shot, because it's like, well, this fucking shit ruined it for me.
Well, I mean, maybe that's why other people did give it a shot, because I guess a lot of people didn't hate Gotham.
I know, I keep hearing that, which is amazing.
I don't know how I watched that last episode. I wanted to gouge my eyeballs out, but okay, sure. Who knows? I think at the end of the day, like, it's a win for them. Again, I have heard nothing about it. Like, this, it literally might be the second time I've heard anything about this show.
This is the most I've ever spoken about it.
I mean, makes sense.
And, like, we talked about when it got announced.
Wow.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to get the...
You're going to give it a watch?
Yeah, I'm going to get the subscription for the streaming side of it, because they offer an app service, so you don't have to have a cable provider. Okay. And I will get it for the company, and if you guys want it.
Okay.
I'll share the company password.
That's cheating.
Yes, that costs Netflix $1.6 billion.
This will cost Epix $5.
That's fantastic. All right, so speaking of streaming services, the Harley Quinn TV series show, whatever you want to call it, okay, will be debuting on the DC Universe on 11/29. That's November 29th. So if you want your Black Friday to be a little bit crazier, go ahead and watch that episode.
Hell yeah. Wow. Nice segue.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to go to blacked.com on Black Friday, but now.
There we go.
Now you don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you still can. Live your life, man. You got a couple monitors.
I'm actually, this is supposed to be an adult cartoon, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually kind of intrigued by this.
Because there's titties.
Damn titties.
Oh, damn titties. No, I just think it's something. I'll watch the first episode. Because I'm very much like, I love Family Guy. I like American Dad. If it's something witty and fun like that, I might be interested in it. Mm-hmm. And I think that might be the route they're going with, if it's going to be like an adult comic or cartoon.
It's set in Gotham. You've got all these different villains and a great voice cast for a lot of the recurring characters.
I'll check out the first episode. I think it's a good idea. Who knows? I know that there for a couple years ago, or even last year, we were getting kind of a watered down Harley Quinn. Like, they were everywhere. We would go to conventions.
Oh, dude, that's been like the last 5 to 10 years.
Everyone's a little like kind of burnt out by the Harley Quinn thing. Mm-hmm. But I think this might be something cool to check out that might be on a different spectrum.
Yeah. People better not be burned out on Harley Quinn.
I know, we've got more.
Warner Brothers is putting the entire
banking on that.
Yeah, it's banking on the Harley Quinn.
Yeah, Warner Brothers also banks on a lot of cool moves that we think are decent, and then they
what are you talking about? Them, they make great decisions.
You know, like the Snyder Cut.
They make great decisions all we'll the time.
Do they though? So speaking of Harley and some nonsense, did anybody actually watch the Birds of Prey trailer?
Well, I watched that the first exists. One. I watched the first one, I think.
I did. What are your thoughts on it, Paul?
I mean, it was a lot of kind of colorful nonsense, really. Like, I didn't get a great feel for anything.
Do
other
you
than
have expectations? Like, what are you wanting from this?
Okay, so far, it appears nobody has a costume, and that bums me out.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Black Mask
doesn't work.
Doesn't seem to have a mask.
I'm masking my homosexuality.
The mask is that he's straight. But I mean, whatever. It's I will see it because I like a couple of the people in it, and I want to see what it is, if it's a tragedy or if it actually turns out to be good. But I am gonna go in with super low expectations.
I think I'm the same
because
way.
Like this, I wouldn't even call this really a trailer. It was absolutely a teaser. It was long, but I have no idea what anything.
Yeah. Everything we've seen with when it comes to footage for this Harley Quinn movie, it feels like a music video. Like, where's the story? Give us something. Tell us what the story is going to be about. I mean, don't give away spoilers, but let the audience know what we're going to watch. Because as of right now, I have no idea what to expect.
Harley is bringing all of these women together, and there's a little girl for some reason, and a bad guy, I assume, because we don't know why he wants to kill all of them. Maybe they're just dicks to him.
The only thing that I've heard that piqued my interest and made me not as nervous was when Margot Robbie was on the red carpet talking about this movie, and she said, this movie feels a lot like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So I don't know if she's trying to say that this movie is going to be as...
Is it because she was in both?
It feels like a movie.
Do you think she's that basic? Do you think...
She might be. You know what? The only thing...
There are a lot of people in this movie as well.
Like Wolf of Wall Street.
I showed my vagina.
Oh.
You know what, also feels a lot like Suicide Squad. Oh my God.
You know what, the one thing about this movie that I actually am excited about, and it has nothing, it's that Mary Elizabeth Winstead is in it, and I think she's incredibly hot.
Oh,
and
10 out of 10,
yeah,
agree.
She's an absolute babe. And she
I'm sorry for being a dick to you at the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay, so we're on the same wavelength, though.
Yeah.
She's absolute hot as hell, and her as Huntress will be the only reason I go see this movie. So there is that. But I don't know. You come out with a trailer, right? And it's really long. Okay. And
yeah, it's a good 2+ minutes.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And it's long, but nobody can decipher. Now, this may be a good thing. This is a double edged sword. A lot of times we bitch and moan about, you know, oh, they gave away too fucking much in the trailer. And I hear people bitch about that. And then they don't give enough. Like, there's nothing that's given away in this trailer. And you're just like, oh, shit, what is this even about? Like,
Harley Quinn will likely be the main character.
They have to.
That's what I got.
They have to be a little worried because of how Joker has performed at the box office. It's breaking records.
Yeah.
Not is it only a success at the box office, but critically, it's a success. It has changed the way I feel like a lot of people already in this short amount of time. It's going to change what we expect in a DC movie. And I feel like Joker probably should have came out after this Harley Quinn movie, because I think there's going to be a lot of people now coming into this movie with that Joker high.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, Joker was absolutely an experiment, and it did great for them, but it's definitely going to impact everything.
It's now going to be how you measure every DC movie now moving forward, even though it's completely different and it's in its own little thing. Yep. That's just what people are going to do.
Yep.
Since we're already talking about it, we'll just jump to the Joker stuff. Because, yeah, it did set a lot of records. So it did $13.3 million for the Thursday evening showings, which was the October record. The previous holder was Venom, having done $10 million for Thursday showings last year. For the entire month of October, it did $93.5 million. Breaking Venom's record last year of $80.25 million. Currently, well, honestly, these stats are a couple days old, so it's probably even higher now. But when I pulled these, globally to date, it had done $788 million globally, becoming the highest grossing R-rated movie and breaking Deadpool's record of $783 million. I believe at this point it's probably broken 800 million.
It's now closing in on a billion, and it's supposed to be the first billion-dollar rated R movie of all time.
Holy shit.
For what, $75 million?
55 is the number I kept seeing. $55 million budget.
Either way, it's still amazing.
But you realize that director can pretty much do whatever the fuck he wants now.
Oh, yeah. He's got a gold ticket to do whatever he wants in Hollywood.
Whatever he wants.
Not whoever, but whatever.
No, whoever
Well, whoever.
The Me Too movement can't touch him at this point.
Not for a billion.
No. But
Warner Brothers was so afraid of the potential risks of an R-rated origin story for the Joker, directed by a comedy director, that they co-financed the movie. So they're only making half of all of this money.
Yikes.
Who's the other side?
Warner was 50%, and then Bronze Studios was another 25%, and Village Roadshow was
final 25%. We should have bought in, Mike.
Yeah, how much is it to buy into something like that?
They need to start putting individual movies on the stock market. I'd start buying into that.
Hey,
they do have that. That's that Legion M thing that Kevin Smith released his movie with.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that what that is?
That's crowdfunded. You buy into movies.
And then you become like a shareholder of sorts?
Yeah, you become basically a producer.
Can you imagine if we did that for this movie? Holy shit.
I'd be untouchable as well.
Yeah.
Me Too movement. Look out.
Well, the local, like Phoenix Me Too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know, not like
in this studio.
Yes.
In the studio.
Oh,
yeah. We're protected in here.
Our HR department says it's okay.
Yeah. Who is our HR department?
Mike.
Right here.
So the HR.
Yeah. It's HR, okay. Can you please put your pants on? I want to talk to you about somebody who never wears pants.
It's okay. Just don't look.
Well, it's not. There's nothing there to see.
It's little kid mentality. Just close your eyes and it's not there, really.
Oh,
what?
You know how like when you hide when you're a kid, you close your eyes, you think because you can't see them.
They can't see you.
Yeah.
No, like, you just don't see it coming and you're OK with that.
Oh,
wait.
That's what closing your eyes
coming
does
for me. I'm curious which.
This is where Ryan needs subtitles again.
I'm just curious which one you were used there.
Kids can't spell.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, so are we all surprised by this Joker success?
No, absolutely not. When Bob and I went and saw it.
But $1 billion, though, Ryan?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
We're going to make $1 billion.
What I like, the stat I like is that it's, like, percentage-wise, it's grossed more than any other movie, including all the Avengers movies combined.
I love it. I fucking love it.
You know, and it's just like.
It's true.
Nobody wants it. You say that to somebody like, well, the Avengers made blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah,
billion.
Because Avengers cost $1 trillion to make.
It cost $325 million to make.
Never mind the 9 previous films that you had to spend that money to make those movies in order to promote this movie here. So there's a lot of spending going on. We're not taking away from Marvel's success by any means, but I mean, dollar for dollar, budget for budget, this movie is a bigger success story than Marvel.
Captain Marvel is an expensive commercial.
It's an expensive flex trailer. I think the thing for me, like, this doesn't surprise me because after Bob and I went and saw it, I looked at him and we looked at each other like, this movie is incredible. And it doesn't surprise me. And the thing that really, you know, sets it apart is the fact that it is one of those movies where it actually has some sort of substance to it, where it's not like
it has a soul.
It has a soul. It's not Civil War where they're just, here's a bunch of flashy shit. You know, like, I feel like this movie has something. It has a message. It has a, like Bob said, it has a soul. And I think the success is actually granted for the film you're getting when you go and see that movie. And I think at the end of the day, it deserves to be over $1 billion. And I swear to God, if Joaquin Phoenix doesn't get some kind of like nomination for this movie, which he probably won't because it is what it is.
But if he does not get nominated,
it's a shame.
There is a conspiracy within the Academy.
Yeah.
That they're all against superhero movies. And they need to start pushing those old fuckers out and start putting people that are more with it.
Yep.
And I'm probably the most pretentious douche when it comes to films in the studio.
Yep.
And this is me saying that this movie should be nominated. And if it's not, you need to think about changing out the board at the Academy.
Changing the guard. Yeah, get them out of there.
You got to get them out of there because they're out of touch.
Like I understand Scorsese and those guys. Like, I understand what they're saying. At the end of the day, this movie doesn't fall in the category of a superhero movie, in my opinion. Like, technically.
Yeah, it's a super villain
movie.
It's
a super villain. Thanks, Captain Obvious. I think the thing that.
Can't wait for that movie.
Yeah, Captain Obvious. Fucking Paul comes in. It's not a superhero movie. It's a villain, dumbass.
So stupid.
Don't look at him as a superhero. He's so evil.
I just think that this one isn't even on the same playing field as those other movies. And At the end of the day, though, Mike, like, you're right. They need to get some of those people out, because if he doesn't get a nomination, it's fucking, it's...
There's something wrong.
It's something wrong. It's
bullshit.
They're
not willing to... They're narrow-minded. They're not willing to look past their own preconceptions.
Better than Black Panther.
You're not wrong.
1,000 times. This is a film. Black Panther is a mainstream tentpole fun movie. The Joker is a fucking film.
Yep.
There's a big difference.
Have you seen their For Your Consideration ads?
No. For Joker?
Yeah.
So they are campaigning.
They are campaigning, yeah.
Okay.
I got a link in the notes here. You can see everything and everyone that they would like to be considered for.
I'm going to look it up here.
Fuck yeah.
Why don't you go through a couple of those then while I'm pulling this up? So
why don't you give me a minute to pull it up? And then
okay, so Best Picture, which it should be.
Yep.
Especially when they nominate 12 now.
Best Director, Best Adaptive Screenplay. So all the main ones.
Yeah, the good ones.
Best Actor. Okay, who's supporting? Who is technically supporting in that movie? Supporting?
Jazzy Beats.
No, really?
No.
Hold on, Best.
Would it be? I don't know who would be the supporter.
Robert De Niro. Really? Was it like, I guess, you know what?
Because he's old guard, dude.
You know what?
He was reoccurring. He had a couple different parts, so.
He was intrinsically tied to the transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think from a writing standpoint, if you were to actually analyze the script, he does fall into that supporting role. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Frances Conroy, that twisted bitch better get nominated. She's a great actress, an amazing actress. She played the mom.
Oh, okay. What else was she in? Anything that I've seen?
A lot of TV shows. American Horror Story. Shit. Now my mind is blanking.
Shocker.
A few other things.
And stuff.
Okay, best ensemble cast. Why would you... Is that a thing?
They're just making up stuff? Is this MTV now?
They're like, look at these fucking guys. They don't even know what categories we have. Academy's all making fun of them.
Can we get like best supporting ensemble, best
picture? Kiss?
This is the Golden Globe. That's the Golden Globes, you jackasses.
Whatever.
That'd be funny if they don't even know what
they start making up fucking categories for no reason.
Best movie ever.
Best duo.
Best duo.
I'm just naming MTV movie categories now. Best fight scene. Best dance down Bronx staircase.
That inspired a bunch of people to do it themselves.
Most makeup put on a tongue.
Most time spent in the fridge. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We should come up with our own awards.
Yeah, this movie is definitely going to change the way things. It should. That's another thing about this movie is movies should change things. A good movie should be relevant to where it changes the way we view things, the way we think about things.
Yeah.
From a filmmaking standpoint, this movie should make other artists that are at the Oscars, or I should say who are on that board, they should second guess themselves. Like, this movie has broken the norm. That's what films are supposed to do. You should always try to do something that will change the game. And this movie did for superhero films.
I mean, you could change the name of the movie, of the character, yep, and it's still just a cautionary tale about mental illness and what can occur if it's untreated or with one bad day.
That alone is like Oscar material right there.
Yeah.
Quick question, though, Paul, for you, since you're a Batman nut, and I've been dying to ask you this, and I've been saving it for this show. Can this Joker, though, work in another DC property?
Can like Batman? Hypothetically?
Can you see this specific Batman actually be an arch nemesis to Batman?
Wait, Batman's an artist.
Can this specific Joker be? Yeah. Come on.
He's just being right.
Stop giving him shit.
What did I even say?
Said Batman to Batman.
It doesn't matter.
I was just being an asshole.
Can this Joker be an arch nemesis to Batman?
So, like, theoretically, we never really got an age. And I would believe that this Arthur character was supposed to be significantly younger than Joaquin Phoenix actually is. Because he doesn't look bad, but he looks like all of his hair is gray. He looks not young.
Not logically, though. I'm not talking about age or anything like that. I'm talking this story. Can you see a man who's a pathetic loser. Mama's boy loser? Can he really become the enemy of Batman?
Because we've got 20 years more of him existing like this before Batman comes into the picture. Honestly, I loved the completely accidental, but like the movement that he started, because I'm a huge Batman Beyond fan, and the Jokers, you know, all these little street urchins inspired by this character, like you almost wonder, like, how the hell does that even happen? Like, do you not know he's crazy? Like, why is he your icon? Mm-hmm. And this movie just sets it up perfect. This is like, This is why these people idolize him or follow him or try to act like him. And
so you think that if they are careful with how they would go about writing something like that, if they were to make it fit how he inspired certain individuals to do things.
He could even have inspired the quote unquote new Joker that we would see, you know, in a Pattinson movie or something, if that's the route they wanted to take. I wouldn't have issues with it. I don't really expect it, but I could absolutely see it happening because this movie is a success.
Well, there is a rumor that they're now making parallel universes. Like, this is a thing they're doing now. They're going to have the one we have, the DCEU that we currently have.
No, I was just thinking, like, you know, this is the universe, but Jared Leto, you're out of it.
Poor Leto. Jared Leto.
That's all right. He's Morbius now. He's okay.
So they are having... Forgot about that.
Yeah. It's a thing.
They are having... Or they are...
They are Jesus talking Christ. About two... Yes, we're all over the place right now, but it's in the notes, so who cares?
Oh, okay.
They're talking about two universes right now, but like it's pretty obviously like three-ish.
Because
You've got the Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Shazam, Suicide Squad, Birds of Prey, whatever. You've got that universe.
Okay.
Full of movies that hopefully people like, and maybe they'll make some money. And then you've got the second universe that is going to be Batman and maybe Superman when they fold him back into things at some point, because... They're going to.
You have to.
And then they've got, like, obviously the third, like, almost Earth One style universe where it's going to be all of these. And I say all of these. So far, it's only Joker. But all of the, like, origin or one-shot movies, because after the success of Joker, they are apparently in, like, the very early planning stages of a Penguin movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, and WB wants to both diversify and implement more R ratings into their DC movies, with talks of a Two-Face movie, a Catwoman movie, a Poison Ivy movie, a Riddler movie, and the non-Batman-centric Lex Luthor movie.
What does our DC president think about that? Our Warner Brothers president.
Oh, yeah. Retarded executive. Warner Brothers retarded executive.
They're dumb! They're stupid! Hold on. I'm thinking about this logically, and I'm thinking about...
hurt yourself.
I'm going to hurt myself. I'm going to lose the last three brain cells I have. Well,
it's Warner Brothers. Holy shit, this worked. Let's do a lot more of it in 20 years.
Yay! I
wasn't surprised when I read this news.
There are a lot of people that can't even understand what's going on with one universe. Now you're going to have three separate two, but I'm on your page. Yeah, Bob's on your page. You're going to have two separate universes.
Yay.
Hey, more universes. Yay. Like,
how can we do more movies?
More universe. Yay. Like, what? I don't understand.
how many penguins can we have?
Seven. Yay. Like, I don't understand.
But no Superman.
No. Superman sucks.
Okay. Now, Ryan, you are right.
People can't understand this.
It is
dude.
Confusing, but there was a recent article that just came out yesterday that Wonder Woman 1984, is that what it's called?
The one that was supposed to be out this week.
The new Wonder Woman film that's scheduled to come out is supposed to be officially retcon everything that came before Aquaman.
Oh my God.
So this is Days of Futures Past?
It is... Is an event,
and by doing that, they want to bring in this Batman, Pattinson. His Batman will be connected eventually to this one universe.
Because it's his the Pattinson Batman is potentially 6+ years in the future of this 1984 movie.
Apparently,
fucking kill
him. But so is an event going to occur, or are they just like, hey, this is the book we're on now. Page 84, it's a new book.
It's Doomsday Clock. The Watchmen are going to come in.
Yay! new Batman, yay!
The news.
No new Superman, no!
Typically, I don't know.
Dude.
I don't believe a lot of these news like this from sites, but it did drop on a site that I typically trust. Black. A lot of the things that... So stupid. A lot of the things that they report on end up being accurate. And that's the only reason why I bring it up right now. And this is something that I've been discussing over and over and over when it comes to the DC side of things. If they're going to pretend that Batman versus Superman didn't exist, or Suicide Squad, or Man of Steel, they're going to have to do something. They cannot just, they cannot Highlander to it and just say, you know what? We're just going to ignore it.
You can't ignore these things.
It's too recent, and everything is obviously connected. I mean, Wonder Woman, who is your big tentpole DC film right now, outside of Aquaman.
Hey, Wonder Woman, it's me, Aquaman 2. Do you remember when we palled around with Superman and Batman? I don't.
Yep. Not to mention Wonder Woman's introduction was in Batman vs. Superman.
Right.
So they have to find a way to do it, to retcon all of it. And I have a feeling what's going to happen is they're going to end up connecting Wonder Woman 1984 to Pattinson's Batman because it's around the same time period.
So what part in the movie of this The Batman does he sparkle? I'm just asking. Curious.
I think it's right after the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu training montage.
Why don't you ask a retarded executive?
Batman, yay! Superman, no.
So right when he turns to Batman, he sparkles.
Yay, sparkles, yay.
I mean, honestly, we'll probably never see it because Batman isn't out during the day.
Oh, that's true. He sparkles under moonlight.
He doesn't. Just only through the cowl, just like the mouth glows. Oh,
that's his.
You know what's gonna happen. The moment we have
he doesn't
our
need
first,
the backlight.
The moment we have our first trailer for the Batman, people are gonna go crazy with memes.
Just, oh, memes
it's
everywhere.
Sparkle it.
It's going to be
up.
Twilight memes all over the place.
Yeah.
I really hope that they get Kristen Stewart to play some kind of villain in the movie. That'd be perfect.
Oh.
They should do it just to troll everyone.
He should be like Catwoman.
She poison Ivy.
Mm. I would take it.
She could poison my Ivy.
He's extremely attractive. So
you're into those like chicks like that. Though,
oh, huh? She's so depressed looking.
Yeah. You're like, why is that a thing?
I don't know. I just love sadness. Maybe. I don't know. Sometimes
I love sadness.
I don't know. I think she's extremely hot.
Mike associates that with after sex looks.
maybe.
Do you? I guess, like Mike specifically. Do you want to get into the Jared Leto nonsense?
Well, yeah. Why not? What's going on?
All right.
I haven't heard anything.
Okay, so he was very upset that Joaquin Phoenix got to be the Joker at all ever. He had his. Not even his acting. He had his music agent call like the highest person he could get access to within Warner Brothers to try and get the movie canceled in its pre-production phase.
Yeah.
Just because he was insecure with anybody else playing the role. Apparently he is 100% done with the character now. He's a real salty boy.
He should be though. Like after the Joker film, I would.
Well, so at this point, should we feel bad that like his version of the character never really had a chance, or has he been kind of enough of a douche regarding everything surrounding this successful Joker movie that like, who cares? Get out of here. Stop making noise.
I think it's hard for me to say, because I know you and I were talking about this off air a couple of weeks ago, and I was passionately on his side, and I still am on his side. I can understand from his point of view how fucked up that is. But also, you have to understand the factory film industry. This isn't an art film, Leto. Like, this is a business, and this is what they do. And signing on to a Warner Brothers picture, you probably should have known this is how they do business. Now, that being said, I can understand him trying to squash something, you know, to kill the baby before, you know, it's even born.
Give it a little coat hanger action.
Yeah, you punch that bitch in the belly, you know, hide in a bush and scare her.
Hey, do these stairs look wet?
You should get just a closer look real quick.
Throw a banana peel on the ground.
Mario Kart her ass.
So I want to say that he knows he was being a douche, though, because like a lot of these articles, it was like day after day after day. And then on like the third or fourth day, you see that he has donated $10,000 to families in need for the hashtag good things challenge.
Well, OK, I get your point. And I
agree. Hey, guys, I'm not the worst.
But hold on, Paul, if you had a job that someone gave you, OK, and they were looking to replace you on the back end. And you weren't quite sure how they were doing it. They're like, don't worry, we're going to have two positions. Don't worry. Just sit down and be cool.
Shut up.
Just would you just sit there and wait for your job to be taken?
Nah, Buster. I'd ask more questions.
You just call him a Buster?
Yeah. I'd hire a writer like Ezra Miller and hope they'd make it for me.
Oh, my God. I'm so 50-50 about this. I understand him being upset because I'm pretty sure he signed a contract to do multiple movies as a Joker.
I want to say it was at least three. That's what like everybody
so
does.
So he signs this contract, right? And the thing that really bugs me about this, and I don't, you guys probably don't agree, but I think there was more to his character, version
for sure.
Of the Joker.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have a chance.
No, he never had a chance.
They presented us with bad stuff. Maybe there was good stuff.
Even
we'll
the director.
Never know.
You see, the director came out on social media last week and defended Leto and said basically he defended Leto's performance. The director of Suicide Squad, David Ayer, I believe.
Ayer.
He's also very upset about this whole thing because of Joker's success. I'm sure everyone's feeling a little jealous.
He also talked general shit about the movie in that same window.
Yes.
Like last week.
He never got a fair share to give us his full take on the character. I know there was more to it with the way he looked. At least in my head, I believe that he looked that way for a specific reason, not for
bad decisions.
To look like shit. Yeah. It wasn't. No, I think there was more to it on the underlying with him and Batman. Like there was a
story.
Yeah.
There's a story
that could have been told about the way he looks and it would have made sense. And we never got that. So he has every right to be upset that they decided to just push another. Now, don't get me wrong. I love fucking Joker. And I think Joaquin Phoenix is amazing, but I think has a legitimate reason to be upset.
Ryan, you're right. Because according to the director and Jared Leto, over an hour and a half of footage that they shot of the Joker, of his story,
got cut.
And no one knew.
Yeah. And I think so. So for me, I understand Leto being upset. Also, by the way, I don't know how you got me confused with David, but thank you.
I do 100 shows with him.
I think he has a legitimate reason to be upset, but I also think he went about it the wrong way. I think being douchey about it, it doesn't help your cause at all in what you're trying to do, especially with a contract. I like Jared Leto. I'm a big fan of some of his other movies and I love his music. So like for me, it's hard because it's like, I want to take his side, but at the same time, he went the douche route of handling it. And it's I don't know how I feel about it, but at the end of the day,
you guys realize though, that's business.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
Business 101.
Like,
yeah,
people
it makes sense.
Do try to shut down movies, TV shows that are too similar to the one they're working on. They do it all
Dude,
the time.
I've seen Jay and Bob Strike Back. I've seen it.
You mean people go to Hollywood across the country?
You are the ones that lick balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen
okay.
It.
Valid point.
Yeah.
You're well aware
Miramax.
Of how the industry works.
Fucking Miramax. That's how it works, right? You just sneak into Miramax and make a James Vanderbeek and
Jason Biggs.
And Jason.
Yeah, that's all.
The pie fucker.
Yeah.
All right.
So needless to say, there'll be no more Leto.
Oh, that's he's got Morbius, dude.
Yeah, not until the hell. It's a standalone, right? It's not it's a sequel to anything. It's part of like the Sony Spider-Verse thing, but the movie is Morbius. Yes, he's playing Morbius in the Morbius movie.
Correct. David from Marvel and RMD, guys.
Oh, sorry, dude.
Joker 2 will make more money than it.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody mentioned, I don't know, a while ago, cause we're just all over the place, the Snyder Cut and like
that was me.
Jason Momoa, I want to say like a week ago said that he saw it and that everybody needs to see it.
Wait,
also,
Jason Momoa said that?
Yeah. Also, there are no plans to release it.
God damn it.
So like,
didn't Momoa come out later and say that he almost got in trouble for saying that?
Yeah, he absolutely was not allowed to say anything that it contained, just that he saw it and it's
okay.
Great.
If they don't want him saying what's contained in it, that means they are contemplating releasing the Snyder Cut.
How long, how much longer is it than the regular?
Well, my whole issue is like the reason the movie initially wasn't the Snyder Cut is because he left the movie and it wasn't done. They needed Joss to finish it. So what is the Snyder Cut? An unfinished movie? I don't want
to
watch that.
Okay, the real story or the rumor that everyone wants to believe,
yeah, give us
and
rumors.
We should believe, is that the movie was done. The movie was finished and he got fired. And they used his daughter's suicide as an excuse to help him save face.
That's fucked up.
And then that's when they removed him and brought Joss Whedon in. And then he went in there and cut apart the entire movie. Because think about this. Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck aren't going to move on after a movie's not complete and go do other movies. That's why we have the whole mustache situation.
That's a good point.
Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck and big actors that are attached to movies are obligated to be around until filming is completely done.
100% done, right?
The fact that there was issues getting them back on set will tell you that that movie was done. It was wrapped. And then Whedon brought all of them back, and that's when they started doing reshoots.
And that's why the mustache was there.
Yeah. And that's why Ben Affleck looks 10 years older, and he's chubbier. If you look at scenes, he looks different throughout the entire movie.
Yeah, the scene where he's hammering fucking, you know, the tire, he looks fucking insane.
Yeah. Ripped.
And then later in the movie, he looks... Sorry, Ben. You're listening.
Well, look, it's hard to keep up that fit physique for that long.
Especially when you're an alcoholic and a gambler.
Oh, come on.
And you have a big, horrible tattoo on your back. That's the worst tattoo.
So dumb. So anyways, that's the story that most people believe. And based on things that you see or hear, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So at this point, 2 years later, 2 years after release of potentially one of Warner Brothers' like biggest flops as far as like money spent and hype behind and how much people actually liked it, and also the story that was supposed to happen, because it was supposed to be three movies and then two and then one with a canceled sequel. Does anybody care about the Snyder Cut at this point? Because
I do.
We have already had the universe like essentially rebooted, or confirmation of a reboot. So we're never going to get more after the Snyder Cut, even if it's the best thing you've ever seen.
That's a good question.
I would rather have the best thing I've ever seen and never get it to come to like fruition. The whole whatever they were going to go with, and just be happy with seeing a complete movie, because it was so like chopped lopsided up and chopped up. And, you know,
do you think it really contains like all of that extra, like fucking Darkseid and shit? Do you think that's really in there?
I can't help but to be hyped off of everything that people have said. People like that I kind of, I guess, trust, like Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, now Jason Momoa and, you know, other things have come out. And it's just like, look, I'll see a good movie. We've all seen movies that we're like, damn, I wish they do a sequel to, and we never get the sequel.
Dread.
Yeah. You know what I mean? There's
Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Where she gets on heroin.
Mm.
But that's just the way I feel about it. I would rather see a solid movie. I mean, we TV shows. Constantine got canceled. Doesn't mean that first season isn't good.
Right.
You watch those 13 episodes and you're like, damn, they should have continued this.
I'm probably on the same side as you, Bob. The only thing I feel strongly about is I don't know if I'd be as interested once they officially retcon everything. Maybe in 10, 15 years, like they did with Superman 2 and he had the Donner cut, then I'm like, oh, it'll be a fun little novelty thing to do. But if they release this in the next couple of years and then it blows up and people are like, holy shit, this is legit. And then suddenly Warner Brothers and their genius, because this is just what they do.
Yay!
All right, we're changing everything again.
Yeah.
Batman, yay!
Warner Brothers, if we release it.
Somebody call The Witcher and that old guy. We got to make a sequel.
You know that's what they would do. If they released a Snyder Cut and the movie blew up, everyone loved it, they would change all their plans again, and they would just forget everything else they have.
Who knows?
So I am not in any way saying that I wouldn't watch it. I would 1,000% watch it. I'm not like, oh, man, I hope it releases. I need it to come out because, like, it's...
We've kind of all moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Bullshit.
All right. So Batman news.
The Batman.
The Batman.
Please tell me this isn't true, Paul.
Which one?
The piracy.
So Robert Pattinson said in an interview he was doing for The Lighthouse that he got inspiration for his Batman voice from Willem Dafoe, you know, his co-star in The Lighthouse. he thinks Batman has a piratey quality.
Arr, Penguin, I'm going to be after your booty.
So
he's been holding on to that one all show.
Come here, Poison Ivy. I want your booty. Arr.
Well, we'll see.
What if it's like Johnny Depp pirate?
What?
Well, have you seen
this? The rum guy.
Have you seen The Lighthouse?
It's so awful. It's good. It's such a horrible impersonation. Please keep doing it.
Can we keep going? Yeah.
What the fuck is this? What?
That's all I'm going to do. He doesn't have to say anything because he's doing all the hand motions.
You don't even see it, Mike. There's a big screen.
Oh my God.
This is a joke, right? This is a huge joke, right?
Nah.
Your impersonation, yes.
That's a joke.
Has anybody seen The Lighthouse?
No.
When is that on? It's
supposed to be really, really good.
It's weird as shit.
Have you seen it? It's super weird,
yeah.
So you know firsthand how Willem Dafoe's voice sounds.
Yeah, I think there's just like an intensity to it, and I hope that's what he is kind of referring to, where like you listen to everything he says, and he sounds like...
If you don't pay attention
and do what this guy says, you're going to get in trouble, or you're going to get hurt, or something bad is going to happen. And I'm hoping that is.
So can you just do it for us?
What about the only voice
I can do is this one. And this is not what he sounds like at all.
What about this one? I am the captain now.
Look at me. I am the captain now. That's a pirate.
Those are pirates.
Yeah, that's a pirate. That counts, right? Yeah, that's a pirate.
Pirates off the African coast.
Look at me, Penguin. Look at me. I'm the Batman now.
What if that was his inspiration? He's like, what? Somali pirates.
What if he's a different... What if he's a different kind of pirate? And he's like, yes, look at my leathers. Oh, my God, I'm so spectacular.
A butt pirate?
I just spit my water out of the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew that's where you were going to go.
I would never be with you because you spit. Oh.
Dude, I literally took a drink of my water and I knew that's where he was going with it. God damn it. Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Oh, my God, Penguin. Your stripes are not so even right.
Stop it with that.
Oh, my God.
Look at you. You're such a diva with your whip and your cat claws.
I've got something for you, you big silly goose.
You just put on them little panties and get over here.
Put on those green booties, Robin.
Paul's going to have a louder voice than you guys.
My God. All right, that red cape is so sexy.
All right. Speaking of being fantastic.
That was very intense.
Robert Pattinson said that he has seen a conceptual version of the Batsuit, and it is very, very cool. Oh, thumbs up. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that.
Good commentary.
Very, very cool, man.
I mean, I don't know. What do you do with that?
There's a lot of silly quotes like that coming out.
I saw that article three different times, so I was like, all right, well, I guess we'll talk about it. But what the fuck even is there to talk about with that?
He keeps saying random things because... This is Batman, and I'm sure he's not intending for this to be quoted and then there to be 15,000 articles being put out there on it. He's just talking. People are asking him something on the red carpet.
He was doing press junkets for The Lighthouse, and everyone's just Batman, Batman, Batman.
And they keep doing this to him. They keep making him look like an idiot because they ask him these questions, and then they quote something he said, and it's literally like four or five words, and people go to these websites looking for relevant Batman news, and there's nothing there. It's like... Oh, he says very, very cool. Pattinson had this to say about his first viewing of the Batsuit. That's how the headline is.
Thumbs up emoji.
That's exactly it. So in slightly more legitimate news, he is working on like bulking up, buffing out.
Yeah, getting buff.
Yeah, getting swole. And he is also receiving Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu training from Regan Machado, which I'm sure I said wrong, who is an eighth degree red and black belt and also the same guy who trained Keanu Reeves for the John Wick movies.
Oh, shit. He's going to do a lot of hand-to-hand takedowns and flipping. And
and ground beatdowns and
that's intriguing.
I could be down for that.
And disabling of the joints and appendages.
Wow.
So we're going to get some very visceral stunt sequences with this type of trainer involved.
Hey, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot to beat because some of the best Batman fight scenes ever was in Batman versus Superman. And if this is going to be what we have now.
Realistically, though, those were great because they were almost just like shot for shot, frame for frame from the video games. So all they have to do is keep recreating those and you've got a winning formula.
Oh, I could watch that all day long, dude. I mean, I don't care who's playing Batman. If he's, you know,
busting through a wall, taking somebody down, the punch that causes him to, the guy to do a half flip and smash his head into the ground. Yeah.
So if Richard Simmons was Batman, he was doing that. That'd be okay.
Yay.
Yes. My pony, my pony.
Is that what he says?
I've heard him say that. I think something. Yeah. Richard Simmons, dude.
He's also Robert Pattinson, that is. Very glad that he's had so much time between being cast and when production actually begins, which has not occurred yet, to assimilate himself with Batman, because he apparently was not aware that there are hundreds and thousands of Batman stories. So he's been reading them comics, by which I assume he means like the trades, you know, collected stories, popular arcs and all of that, because he also mentioned that he really likes the modern periodicals, which is apparently British for just weekly comics.
Oh,
okay. Neat.
That was my favorite.
He's brushing up and he knew nothing about Batman, really. Which I don't find that as being a big deal. I know there's some Batman fans. I saw this article the other day on social media, and there were some Batman fans kind of freaking out. This guy doesn't even know the property or the character. I mean, but it's also a role,
right,
for a movie.
And I'm gonna say that John Bernthal went to a comic shop after being cast as the Punisher to pick up some materials. The dude at the register was like, "Nah, fuck, don't read this," and like handed him things that he should read. I think he ended up getting it all. But, you know, he was not super familiar with the character, and he is one of the best depictions of a character.
Margot Robbie, too. She, like, went to a comic shop and, like, picked up 20 different issues and, like, read them really fast.
Oh, my God.
Like, I gotta be this.
Like, I'm not supposed to show my pussy in this one, right?
You do what you want.
Oh, okay.
Live your life.
All right. Fair enough.
There's a lot of crazy things going on with this movie, though, with casting, and it's creating a bit of an odd atmosphere amongst Batman fans. And Paul, I'm really anxious to hear your thoughts on these recent casting announcements, because they are not your standard go-to or something you would expect.
Yeah, I mean, we will. So there were a couple of very recent ones that we'll get to, because there's a list and we're going to move through it. But majority of these people, I have no idea who they are.
What?
So here we go.
Okay.
We got Jeffrey Wright is going to be playing Commissioner Gordon. I don't know who that guy is.
Yes, you do.
He was apparently in the recent James Bond movies, which I didn't see, the Hunger Games movies, which I didn't see, and Westworld, which I really enjoyed the first episode of.
He's a good actor.
So
he's a good actor. The only problem I had with this is because I feel like Matt Reeves is just trying too hard to cast people that you would kind of scratch your head and be like, why are you casting this guy? He's doing it with everything. Even the rumors, if you read all the potentials that he had on his list, it's all like out there casting choices. And you wonder, you kind of sit back and wonder, why is he doing this? Are you trying to make a Batman film? Or are you trying to say or push an agenda? I'm like, let's focus on Batman. Like, the DC Warner Brothers already struggles as it is. I don't think you need to fill this with a progressive, or make this feel like a progressive propaganda piece, because that's going to fail miserably for you guys.
I feel like you're right. I mean, looking at some of these castings,
and I'm okay with them, but it's just, it feels like every decision he makes. Yeah. Until recently, now we have some new announcements. I'm like, okay, now he's going this direction, but it still seems bizarre.
I like the Catwoman one. I'm okay with that one.
Down for Zoe Kravitz?
Yeah, I think she's a very capable actress. I think
she's good.
Yeah, Selina Kyle is one of those roles where I think she'd be really good at it. I'm okay with that one. But it is, I think Mike's right. There is kind of like a weird He's trying to.
There was. Now it's changing.
Yeah, I think the, with the last couple. Go ahead, Paul. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I have an opinion on Zoe Kravitz. I mean, there's the whole like triumphant story that I guess she tried out for Catwoman in Nolan's movie as well, and
she would have been like young, right?
Yeah. Because that was shit like 10 years. It was like 2007, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like 10 years ago now.
Yeah, 12.
Apparently, she was too urban to play Catwoman.
That means black.
Right, yeah. She was too, ring. She was for the too urban to play a jewel thief in a like war-torn city.
I wonder if I'm like too urban sometimes. Or like
certain, what?
That word doesn't mean what do you think it means?
Oh, it does not. Oh, okay.
So moving on, there were a lot of rumors about Jonah Hill potentially playing the Riddler or Penguin.
Sorry.
Dude, he was actually meeting with people.
Yeah. Yeah. He was actually cast as himself in a movie about how he's not going to be anybody now. apparently he wanted $10 million for a role, and either he walked away or it was just taken off the table because he is no longer involved in the project at all.
Listen, I like Jonah Hill. I think the guy's come a long way in the last 15 years. Yeah, lots of weight, too.
He's on the same balloon diet Oprah's on.
Oh.
Yo-yo diet?
But Oprah's got like a bajillion dollars, so whatever.
Yeah, so I just don't see him being in a Batman movie. Come on.
I mean, I could see the Penguin. I don't even know, because based on who now is potentially playing the Penguin,
he could play Clayface. Like, he's big enough.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, what were they going to do with Jonah Hill if Colin Farrell is Clayface, now potentially dude. Playing?
He's still big, right? He can play Clayface. Or did he
so
lose weight?
Do we need all no, he's these small now. Known oh, actors also in this?
Not really. I thought you were going with that.
It's fucking Batman. So people are going to go see this movie regardless. I don't think as long as you get good performances, I don't think you need the big names. You need a fucking story.
Yeah, because I always worry about like Hollywood and why we have Tom Cruise at 73 still running everywhere because we don't establish any new stars.
I think what they're doing with this, Bob, is they're putting big names in. Because these characters are probably not going to be front and center. They're probably going to be around to build up atmosphere. Like, oh, look, there's Penguin. Oh, look, there's Catwoman. Yeah. And then what's going to happen when this movie's a success is they're then going to branch off and make their individual movies of these characters. They're going to do this the Marvel way. They tried it the DC way. It didn't work. Now they're going all the way back and they're going to introduce the Batman world. And as they progress, that's exactly what they're going to do because they already have the big name. They have, let's say Penguin was cool. People are like, oh my God, that guy was great. He was only in it for 15 minutes, but holy shit, Colin Farrell blew it up. Now they have their lead. They have their A-lister attached.
Well, but they said already, and granted, you know, Warner Brothers, so everything could change at the flip of a hat, drop of a hat, doesn't matter. Everything
same
could change.
Thing. Same thing of a hat.
So they said that any of these standalone movies are not going to fall in line with any of the, you know, the Penguin standalone movie, the potential Catwoman standalone movie will have no relation actor or story to the movie that these characters are already in.
You're talking about the one-offs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean they're not going to make another one.
Yeah, so Batman 2 with more Penguin, like, sure, but that's the only Penguin's way that's going to happen.
Question, do people ever stop being A-list?
No.
Okay, because I don't know if Colin Farrell hasn't been relevant.
Well, yeah, what's the last thing he did?
Fantastic Beasts, yeah.
Oh, that doesn't even count.
He was pretty damn good in it.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like, I always wondered.
Yeah, he's still A-list, yeah. Okay.
Well, and so the most recent thing that I read indicated that apparently this movie is going to play out like Sherlock Holmes style. And so you've got Batman solving a mystery and the actual main antagonist is going to be Penguin, while Riddler and Catwoman are kind of like almost like plot devices. Like, he is going to interact with them a lot and use them to solve it. So I think there absolutely will be characters like Firefly and the other like three that I already forgot about that will like pass them in a hallway and that's that. But I think Batman, Riddler, Penguin, and Catwoman are going to be in a large portion of the movie.
So they're basically making it the Arkham video games.
That's what it sounds like. Wasn't that what this originally was to begin with anyway?
So this is basically what I just said then. Like, they're using them as plot devices. They're not going to be necessarily front and center as characters per se or villains. But hey, we're going to use you guys to beef up this world and use you to step on as stepping stones. So that actually works. I think that it might be interesting. I don't think they've done that yet. The only thing is that they run the risk of people reviewing and going over this, you know, analytically when they're breaking down the script to review this movie. They better make sure that that they distinguish within the writing between being a villain mm-hmm. or being this background player that doesn't really matter to the main story. It's just a plot device. It's just a plot piece.
Yeah.
Because then people are going to scream foul ball saying, oh, that's horrible character development. We don't know anything about this person. Oh, bad
that's
movie.
Absolutely so, a thing they're going to have to deal with so, because yeah. they stated that they're zero origins. Every character exists.
Okay, so but to play double-edged sword here, do I need a Penguin backstory? Do I need a fucking Riddler backstory? We've seen enough movies and enough fucking Batman movies to know you can
because you have common sense and you know the character, but like
you can ask Rando number three who the Riddler is and they're probably going to give you a pretty decent answer
probably, but
you
for
don't
sure.
need you don't need an origin story. I agree with you, Ryan. You don't need an origin story, but if you have characters in a movie,
quick flashback or
you,
something.
You still need no not even that. I don't think you need to know how they became Penguin.
You need to know why it's important that you're seeing them.
Yeah
okay,
but anybody have any final notes? Anybody looking forward to a movie?
Batman, yay!
All right. Thanks, Ryan. What do you got, Bob?
Batman, yay?
Perfect. That was stop copying.
What a copycat.
You got a closer, Mike?
Zoe Kravitz, yay.
Yeah. Somebody sent me her top list when I didn't know who she was.
Oh, was that Bob?
Of course that was Bob.
Yeah. Mr. Skin.
All three Catwomen have been topless.
Uh-oh. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Blah, 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 blah. All of that chit-chat's gonna get you hurt.
Oh, my God.